And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Coach, congratulations on back-to-back wins. I'm sure you've been very proud of the way the kids have kind of put things together these last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think they played really hard, gave great effort. We eliminated some errors, you know, which always helped, the turnovers, and I think that's been a big part of it. So, and our effort's been really good, and we've played pretty physical the last 2 weeks.
Carly, I know that you never know when injuries might come into play, and so when they do, sometimes you've got to move some guys around. Last week we saw Dominic Novak go to quarterback. Aiden Markham moved up to fullback. We saw Zach Jackson go into the backfield as a running back. That can't be super easy to do. I know it takes talent, but it also takes understanding of the game. Just talk about the versatility of some of your players and being able to do what they did last week.
I think for Jackson, I think it helped him playing quarterback. It gave him an idea already of what the guys did around him, you know. So I think that was a fairly easy transition for him, and I thought he played really well there at running back, read his holes, and made his cuts when he needed to. I thought it was an easy transition for him. And Markham, you know, he's played the out of my or whatever, he's played the three back, put his hand in the dirt before, so I think that was an easy transition too for him, and I think they both embraced it, and they both played really well. And then Dominic Novak stepped in at quarterback, and he's played some quarterback before, so I thought all of them felt pretty comfortable, and I thought they played well for first time in a game doing it together, those three.
Carly, got to talk a little bit about your defense. I mean, last 2 weeks you've given up a total of 3 points. Let's start up front. We talk about the play up front being a difference, and sometimes when we say up front, we think offense. But up front defensively, your front four, I know you've kind of moved some pieces around here and there during the course of the year, but, boy, the last 2 weeks it seems like your front four has really come together.
Yep. Yeah, our front four guys done a really good job. Devin Baum and Gunnar Bolt and Drew Ellis and we had Brody Dickman in there this week. I thought they played really well. They stayed low. They did their technique and so I think, I mean, that's where the game's won, both sides of the ball, and I thought we did a really good job up front, forced them to pass and run outside, and then that makes things easier on the back end when they don't have all the options. So I thought they did a really good job.
We get so wrapped up in people making tackles, but sometimes if you just take a person, it frees somebody else behind you to make the tackle. Talk about the way your defense has just kind of come together at all three levels, the front, the middle, and the back.
Yeah, I think we're gaining experience in the back end at the corners and stuff, and they're learning, and they're still learning, but they're doing a good job and making progress. And then, you know, when those guys up front, do their job and eat up blocks, it makes it easier for our linebackers to read and get downhill and get to the running back. So, yeah, they're doing a really good job on those three levels. So each one's doing their job. So it's been really good.
Got to talk a little bit about some of the plays you made in the passing game last week. I'm sure that made you smile. Some really good catches, some nice throws from Dom. Yep. Kind of took a step forward in the passing game, I would say.
Yep, I thought they did a good job. Dom threw a good ball. We ran some good routes and got them in position. So, yeah, I thought they did really well. I thought our offense did pretty good and moved the ball and did what we asked of them. And we executed pretty good up front, our offensive line. So it was a pretty good game. I thought both sides of the ball, our offense and defensive line, really controlled the line of scrimmage.
You're back on the road Friday. You go on the road to take on a very good Central City team. But I'm sure you got to look at it as a great opportunity for your kids as well, Carly. Just talk about your preparation and what the keys will be.
You know, Central City, they're rated 2 or 3. I'm not sure. But we prepare for them just like any other team. We're going to put the time in. We get to make up a game plan to win the game. And it comes down to once we get it implemented and kids learning it and try and put them in the best position to be successful, it comes down to them making plays. And we've told our kids all week that, you know, the game can go our way. We just got to get a turnover or two, just like every week, get a turnover or two and think the tides can change and be consistent and just eliminate eliminated many errors of our own, unforced errors of our own. We'll be in the game and give ourselves an opportunity to win.
Well, Carly, it's always great to talk to you. We appreciate you taking the time. We wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Yep, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Coach Wells joining us on our pregame show.